Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to 91.9 KPTZ FM. I'm Simon Janes in Port Townsend, Washington, bringing you the local news for Thursday, October 6th, 2022. The city process, which will decide the fate of the Port Townsend Golf Course, is officially underway. On Thursday last week, the first community stakeholders meeting was held in city council chambers and online. It was open to the public and included 18 community members selected as stakeholders. These stakeholders include representatives from the golf course itself, Jefferson County Parks and Rec, as well as the school district, community organizations at the Mountain View campus, nearby residents, and the Jamestown Sklallam Tribe, among others. The City Council gave direction to staff in late 2020 to enter into a three-year operational agreement for golf, to investigate alternative use concepts, and to develop and refine these concepts with community involvement. The lease for golf operations at the course runs out in December of 2023. The City Council has already selected the Seattle-based firm Groundswell Landscape Architecture to assist with the redesign process. Groundswell founder Chris Jones was present at the September 29th kickoff meeting. Stakeholders spent about 30 minutes drafting decision-making criteria for the project, which included items like preserving green space, ensuring the project remains open to the public, diversity, equity, and inclusion, future needs, and historical significance. There is an online form for the public to provide comments regarding this large and important open space in the middle of Port Townsend. You can find a link to that at the city webpage devoted to the project. It will be included in the text to this broadcast. The next stakeholder meeting is on October 18th from 3:30 to 5 p.m. It is also open to the public. Yesterday, U.S. Representatives Derek Kilmer and Marilyn Strickland, co-chairs of the Puget Sound Recovery Caucus, urged the Senate Appropriations Committee to support $54 million in federal funding for the Puget Sound Geographic Program. This program provides critical grant support to state, local, and tribal governments to implement projects that improve water quality, protect shorelines, and enhance fish passage and salmon habitat. The $54 million in funding was supported by the U.S. House of Representatives earlier this year. Federal funding for Puget Sound recovery matters, said Representative Kilmer. It matters to our efforts to recover salmon population. It matters if we are going to respect tribal treaty rights. And it matters to taxpayers of our region who shouldn't have to shoulder the responsibility of recovering this iconic body of water on their own. That's why we're pushing hard to get this funding across the finish line. Last Thursday was the season wrap-up for the Housing Solution Network's Under the Tent series. It has been a monthly event throughout the summer, hosting community conversations on the housing crisis in Jefferson County. Last week, they convened just shy of 100 people in conversations around accessory dwelling units. Information was provided about what ADUs are, how they can be an approach to affordable workforce housing, designs, barriers, solutions, and more. There were representatives present from city planning, county public health and community development, as well as contractors, designers, and financial representatives focused on explaining the roadmap for creating a rental ADU. Attendees asked questions about the cost limitations, as well as infrastructure needs like septic and water and regulatory guidelines. A recap of all the information shared and the community resources available to those considering building an ADU are on the Housing Solutions website, housingsolutionnetwork.org. KPTZ joins the League of Women Voters Jefferson County in encouraging everyone to vote by airing the upcoming election forum to be broadcast live on KPTZ at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, October 11th. This hour-long forum will feature County Commissioner candidates Greg Brotherton and Marcia Kelbin. The LWV encourages members of the public to submit questions for the BOCC Position 3 forum. Please submit your questions to lwvjeffcowa@gmail.com no later than noon on October 8th. Concise, unbiased questions directly related to the job and its policies will be given priority. Similar questions will be combined. There is also an event at the Chimicum Grange Hall the next night, October 12th, giving the public another opportunity to interact with these same candidates. That evening, candidates Brotherton and Kelbin will have the opportunity to present their ideas and platforms, followed by brief rebuttals. At that point, the floor will be opened for audience questions. The public is invited to participate in person in this lively give-and-take upstairs in the Grange Hall across from Chimicum School on Rhody Drive, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.